If you hadn't wanted us to translate it, we never would have done. That was clue one. After all, we couldn't even have translated Phonobic without the Phonobes there to help us out. And the sun? You turned your back on intelligence and became dull-minded animals. Please, swamp eggs are reasonably bright, considering their environment. We selected our new selves with care. Believe me, it is pleasant to have no enemies and to lie in the warm mud. We had to build in safeguards, a genetic twist to make us lucky animals, so that we were venerated rather than hunted, and an alarm so that when the time came we would remember. These little bodies have made good hiding places.
I'll just ask again.
Why me? Said Dom. You live at the right time. You are naturally cosmopolitan. You come from Widdershins. That was our world once, long ago, of course. You are rich. There is a certain amount of glamour attached to your position. Let's say it was fate.
He squinted through the canopy at the glowing, heatless fires of interspace.
Excuse me, said Dom, but you don't look like a super race.
Ig's paws were darting rapidly across the console of the Matrix computer. He looked up and stared at Dom. Dom rubbed his eyes.
I'm sorry, he said. A few seconds later, he tried to remember what he had seen during that moment of contact, but it had gone now, leaving only an impression of greatness and understanding.
Thank you, said Ig quietly.
You see, people expect an advanced race to land in golden ships and say, throw away your weapons, cease fighting amongst yourselves, and join the great galactic brotherhood. It isn't like that. Young races do that.
What happens now?
Now?
We will meet you, came the thought. Together, perhaps, we will see the universe as it really is. And when we meet you, we will do so as equals. We are all mere subspecies of the one race of bright sun-dwellers after all, and the whole is infinitely greater than the sum of the parts.
Now, said Ig, we will talk.
The fleet hung against the shimmering bulk of Widdershins. Other ships were flashing into existence all through the system as the followers homed in on the interspace shadow. The radio was a gabble of many tongues.
They're going to fight it out, moaned Joan. Oh, my God, they're going to fight.
The control deck of the Earth command ship was dominated by the big status space circle screen. They watched the incoming ships form a rough pattern. Their commanders had been doing some very rapid diplomacy. Asman walked over from one of the control desks, shaking his head.
I'm sorry, he began. Widdershins, eh? Are you Widdershines, jokers, then? You were only a small colony to begin with. It's not inconceivable.
The ship trembled. Something was rising out of interspace, a great bulk with a voice that boomed through the pickup system.
Ho there! I will prosecute economic sanctions against the first race to make an aggressive act.
The bank took up a watchful orbit closer in towards CY. Dom slid back the hatch of the small ship and stepped out into space. He walked carefully, unsure of his footing, and stopped a dozen metres from the ship. The faintest of shimmers hung around him. He was holding something in his outstretched hands. Ig stood up on his ridiculous hind pair of legs and spoke. In the command ship's lights dimmed, circuitry blew out, and the walls trembled to the roar of the sound. There was a short pause. Then the little joker lowered his voice. The message was clearer then, but almost as devastating. It was, Land. We, the jokers, the galaxy striders, the star shapers, ask it. You have a great deal to teach us. After a struggle, Dom pacified the wild windshell and coaxed it around towards the shore. 5 miles away, by the joke that was the Joker's Tower, more ships were landing. Quietly, trying to avoid catching each other's visual apparatus, the 52 races were making their way into the swamp. Dom had left Ig seated in the mud, the focus of a wide and growing ring of listeners. And other Igs were dog-paddling along the water lanes. Something new was going to happen to the universe. It would involve all the races. They were, after all, only aspects of the one great race of thinking creatures, the dwellers on the bright side of the sun. It would take time, but one day something would come back out of interest to Widdershins in the dank swamp and say, it began here. But just for once, for twice, Dom was playing truant. Though there was still one duty to perform.